The hollow is like a big bowl where the hills frame the meadows and streams. Here in the sheltered bottomland, the early settlers laid their farms. Settlers like the Ameses and the Deweys. Zebediah Dewey, one of Pulteney's first settlers and a major in the Revolutionary War, moved here with his sheep farming operation, his daughter remembered, because Pulteney had too much activity for his liking, the neighbors too near and too numerous, and Dewey liked the thick woods and the hunting. His younger daughter sighed, "But for this, we might have been village belles instead of wool nymphs." People also remember the story of a very practical frontier courtship. It involved Dewey's widow, her sister, Mrs. Marshall, and the widower, Thomas Ashley, one of Pulteney's very first settlers. One day, Ashley called on Mrs. Marshall with the question, "Mrs. Marshall, do you wish to change your condition?" Mrs. Marshall replied with great emphasis, "No, sir, but my sister does." To the same question, Mrs. Dewey said, "Yes," and she and Ashley were soon married. Ashley died only a few years later, and Mrs. Dewey returned to this hollow to live out her days with her son. She was known as a strong-minded woman and was the midwife of the region. Folks remembered her riding on her little gray pony about town on her errands of mercy. But a more remarkable story from these hollows is the one about Jeffrey Brace. Born in Africa, kidnapped onto a slave ship, sold into brutal slavery in Barbados, Brace learned military skills while enslaved to a ship's captain and served as a slave soldier. Later, he was sold to a master in Connecticut who beat and humiliated him, but finally he became a servant to a widow who was kind and gave him an education. He was wounded 3 times in the Revolutionary War. His service earned him his freedom in 1783. Brace moved to Pulteney the following year, where he worked to save money and purchased land in these hollows. He was renowned for his strength, and the story was told for generations about the man who carried 100 pounds of iron from Pulteney to Manchester, 30 miles away. While working in Dorset to earn money to develop his land, he met and married Susanna, an African widow. In 1795, they returned to Pulteney to build and manage their farm and raise a family. But they suffered a series of considerable indignities while living in Dorset and Pulteney. Susanna was forced to bind over her 2 children to a couple in Dorset as indentured servants. Brace tells in his memoirs of one spiteful neighbor who coveted their land in the hollows, turned his cattle loose in their crops, tapped their maple trees, and harassed them. He even tried to force the Brace's children into indentured servitude. It was against this harassment that Brace sought justice in the court of Judge William Ward, making this claim: "I plainly told them that as I had suffered so much by bondage myself, my children should never be under the direction of any other person whilst I lived. And they never wanted for wholesome food or clean linen, neither were they backward in education." And while Ward in the town of Pulteney supported Brace, the family finally decided to leave Pulteney for a town near Lake Champlain. Brace became blind in his later years, but in 1810, he told the story of his life to anti-slavery lawyer Benjamin F. Prentice, who published his memoirs, The Blind African Slave. Upon his death in 1827, Brace was memorialized in Pulteney by a lengthy obituary, most likely written by a young apprentice, Horace Greeley. In 2008, a historic marker remembering Brace was installed at the East Pulteney Green. When you reach Highway 140, mile 8.3, turn right. Drive half a mile to mile 8.8. Take the curve slowly as you approach a white farmhouse marked by a small stone marker in front.